Was the mayor going to be here?
Being told no.
I don't believe so, no.
Okay. All right.
Councilmember Evans had told me he would be here, but he is not online.
Well, why don't we just roll into, because it's time, right? Everybody else is here. It doesn't look like there's a quorum, but I'll call it to order, and I can see I'm here, and Councilmember Fullerton is here.
Here.
And so we, yep. And then we can roll right into the agenda items, which is the presentation. So I'll turn it over to you.
So, you being, I believe that would be Jason, the state okay. auditor's
are you,
office.
Sorry, I'll let him go ahead ready? And start. You guys are ready.
That's okay. Yeah, I didn't have a name associated.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. So.
I'm not sure how to share the share the screen. How do you do that?
Up on the top center, you'll see the share screen.
Oh, got it.
Button.
Sorry. Yep, I get it. Okay. Okay. Is everybody seeing the presentation?
Not yet.
Right again.
Oh, there it is.
There we go.
Oh, okay. Great.
Great. Well, I'm going to kick us off. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today. We're here today to share the results of the city's financial statement and accountability audit. And my name is Sandra Groshon. I'm the audit manager of Team Tacoma, of the Washington State Auditor's Office. And joining me today is Morgan Clack, who is the supervisor on your audit, and Jason Starr, who is the lead on your audit. And before we get started, I'd like to note that the presentation we have for you today represents an overall summary of our completed audit. And then to supplement this presentation, we've also provided a packet of information that includes copies of everything that we're going to go through today and a draft copy of our audit reports. So everything we'll talk about today is also in more detail in your packets. And with that, let's move to the next slide. So first, I'd like to start with a message from Pat McCarthy, our state auditor, sharing a little about why audits matter. First, audits build trust. They let you and others know if things are working or what improvements have been made since the prior audit to resolve past issues. Audits are also independent. They increase reliability. The results are available to the public, which helps increase transparency and trust in government. And the auditor's office conducts over 2,600 state and local audits each year. And those audits are conducted by auditors experienced in governmental accounting. And then lastly, our audits provide recommendations, and those recommendations are designed to help you improve your operations and be more efficient. And if we move to the next slide, I'm going to pass off to Jason, and he's going to walk you through your accountability audit results.
Yeah, so this is for the city of Bonnie Lake. We conducted an accountability audit that covered January 1st, 2020 through December 31st, 2021. So that was a 2-year accountability audit. And the purpose of an accountability audit is to ascertain whether the city complied with state laws and regulations, contracts, grant agreements, and its own policies and procedures. And in addition, we also look at whether the city has adequate controls to safeguard public funds. So the report describes the overall results and the conclusions of the areas that we examined. And happy to report that in those areas selected, the city operations complied in all material respects with applicable state laws, regulations, and its own policies, and provided adequate controls over safeguarding of public resources. And then there's also this note here that in keeping with the general auditing practices, we do not examine every transaction, activity, policy, internal control, or area. So as a result, there's no information provided on the areas that were not examined. Okay, and this slide shows the accountability areas that we looked at. as it says, using a risk-based audit approach for the city, we examine the following areas. And a risk-based approach includes looking at the meeting minutes, looking at trends of vendor payments, payroll, expenditures, revenues, and that kind of thing, and talking to city staff. The first area, accounts payable, electronic funds transfers, credit cards, and fuel cards. I'll get into that a little bit more in the next slides. The second area was municipal court, cash receipting. So we just looked at proper receipting of cash receipting and timely deposits. Payroll, gross wages and leave cash outs, procurement. Again, I'm going to talk about that in a little more detail. And then there's open public meetings. It's just compliance with the minutes, meetings, and executive session requirements. And then the last area is financial conditions and financial condition. And there was no indication of financial distress. Okay, so to go into accounts payable, that area a little more detail, there's kind of a couple sub areas in there. One of the areas was electronic funds transfers and credit. We tested ACH disbursements to determine if disbursements were properly supported and accounts for vendors and employees were properly set up. So this area has been a hot area for fraud in the last few years. So we've been really focusing on this area. Especially with accounts being set up for vendors and employees, and then any requests for changing those accounts. We look at how the procedures for that and whether documents were maintained properly. Additionally, we also tested credit cards and fuel cards for allowable use. And then in this whole area, we determined that internal controls were sufficiently designed to safeguard resources and that ACH transfers and accounts were set up and updated properly. Use of credit cards and fuel cards were for allowable uses. And then just as an audit highlight, we noted that the city had strong controls for monitoring fuel card use. Another area we looked at was gross wages and leave cash outs. We tested payroll disbursements and leave cash outs to determine if they were properly calculated and dispersed according to policy. One of the areas of risk that we found early was that there was a lot of turnover in the last couple of years in payouts from that or leave payouts. So we looked at whether those were, in accordance with the policy. And the internal controls were sufficiently designed to safeguard resources, and we found that payroll and leave cash outs were properly calculated and dispersed according to the policy. And then another area we looked at is procurement of public works purchases and professional services. So we tested professional and service contracts to determine whether they were procured in accordance with the policy. And some of these were the Public Works Center construction, the Tacoma Point Reservoir Replacement Project, Fennel Creek Trail, sewer manhole rehabilitation services, and the purchase of a Vactor truck. And then also we looked at the city's evaluations of statement of qualifications, which should be evaluated every 5 years. And in these areas, for the internal controls were sufficiently designed to safeguard resources, and we found the procurement documents were maintained in compliance with the policy. And as an audit highlight, we also noted that documentation was well maintained and easily accessible. And that's everything with the accountability that we were going to share. Was there any questions at this point? Okay, I'll go on to the financial statement. Pass that over to Morgan.
Okay, thank you. So we also conducted a financial statement audit for the period of January 1, 2021 through December 31st, 2021. And the objective of a financial statement audit is to issue an opinion as to whether the financial statements, the information included in the financial statements, can be relied upon to make decisions. And we are pleased to report that we are issuing an unmodified opinion or a clean audit opinion on the city's financial statements. This is the opinion you want to receive and provides assurance that the financial statements are stated fairly and are materially correct. Additionally, it's important to note that our audits are conducted in accordance with government auditing standards. Those standards require that we gain an understanding of the city's internal controls or processes that it goes through to prepare the financial statements for audit. And we are pleased to report that we did not identify any concerns with the city's process that we would be required to share with you today. Lastly, audit standards also required us to consider compliance with laws, regulations, contracts, and grant agreements, where non-compliance could affect fair presentation of the financial statements. You'll see that your report indicates that we did not identify any non-compliance with laws, regulations, contracts, or grant agreements. In relation to our financial statement audit, professional audit standards also require that we share with you whether there were any uncorrected misstatements and remain in the audited financial statements. We are pleased to note that there are no uncorrected misstatements. We are also required to note whether there were any large or material misstatements that were identified and subsequently corrected by management. And we are pleased to note that there were no material misstatements identified during the course of our audit. That's what we have for the financial statement audit. Any questions on that piece? Okay, I will pass it to Sandra to close us out.
I'm not hearing you. I don't know if anybody else.
Sandra, you're.
Yeah, I think you're on mute.
Sorry, I apologize for that. Thank you, Morgan. I will go through the last few slides to touch on a few other points we want to share with you before we close out our audit or our meeting. So our audit costs are in alignment with our original estimate. And a big part of that is the collaboration and working, how great your team has been in getting us documentation and answering questions and helping us get our audit work done. So we were able to stay within our original estimate and audit budget, which is awesome. And we appreciate everyone's help with that. And then our next audit is scheduled to begin in approximately October 2023. It'll be a 1-year audit, and it'll cover accountability for public resources and our financial statement audit of 2022, the 1-year period. And the estimated cost for the next audit is in your exit packet. And we don't anticipate needing any additional hours or anything for the audit. The budget would remain the same.
Sandra,
yes?
If I can interrupt real quick, we will need a federal audit, a single federal audit next year.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll have to add that to our list too. Thank you for letting us know. And then if we flip to the next slide, so there will be an increase in audit costs then to include the federal audit. So, and then report publication. So the reports are ready to go. They'll publish before the end of the year. They usually go out in about 2 weeks. So those will be released soon. If you want to be notified when the reports are released, there's a link here, so you would receive notification when those go out. And then also Sherry and a few others might receive a survey to give us some feedback on on your experience and our services, and we're always trying to improve our processes. And so any feedback you have is very, very helpful, and we appreciate it very much. Next slide. Lastly, we want to thank Sherry and your finance team and everyone that we worked with during the audit for all of your help and communication and answering our many, many questions and getting us all the documentation and support that we need to be able to complete our work. And then last is open for questions, comments, feedback. Anything you have for us?
I just want to take a moment to thank your staff, Sandra. They were really easy to work with this year and made it our jobs easier as well. So thank you for them being so easy and upfront, letting us know exactly what they needed so we weren't questioning things.
Great. Good. I'm glad. Thank you.
Yeah, I would just say the same thing. Thank you for your work on this. It's wonderful to get this type of report back from a third party, knowing that, you know, our finance team is doing such a great job. This is these are the types of reports you want to get as an elected official. So wonderful.
Great. Well, that closes out our presentation. The exit packet has all of our contact information in it. If you think of something after the meeting and you have a question or want to reach out, feel free to reach out to us anytime. We want to be a resource to you throughout the year and not just, you know, during the short time that we're here with you. So
yeah.
Reach out to us anytime.
I didn't go through your scent.
Yeah.
That's the other thing I've got to do is cross-reference.
Justin, we can hear you. You're not on mute.
Oh, sorry about that.
unless Justin has anything to add, I think that should conclude the meeting. We don't have anything on our side other than letting you guys know that we had the single federal audit for next year.
Thanks for the heads up on that so we can plan for it. So thank you.
Okay. Not seeing any further discussion. With that, we'll go ahead and adjourn.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.